Nukes suck!
The duty engineer jumped.
What?
He'd been slouched down, peering sleepily at the readouts. All systems looked nominal. Not that he would have been able to do anything but alert the brass if they hadn't been. There were some techs aboard who had studied the specs and manuals enough to have some clue what was wrong, and maybe even what to do about it. He wasn't one of them. He was just a watchstander who, it was hoped, would someday learn enough to be of some actual use himself. Magog's control compartment was blacked out, lit only by a few red lights and the glows of the monitors themselves, to preserve the crew's night vision in case the sensor systems caught the last train to the coast, so to speak, and they had to slide back some armored shutters and actually look outside. It had never really happened, so far as any of the crew knew, but it was in the book. It didn't have to make sense. You just did it. That was what being in the army was all about.
Well, we fucking missed him.
Missed who?
The driver gestured at the big central screen, showing the view from straight ahead. The main windscreen shutters were up and they could see out, but the front-mounted cameras had light enhancement capabilities, and even with the giant multi-million candle power headlight lit, they could see better on the monitor. So the blackout still didn't make much sense.
I don't see anybody.
Of course not. We're past them now. Some of that rail trash. Bunch of crazies ride around the tracks on little wags, use sails, all kind of crazy shit.
People do that?
Yeah, just rail rats is what I call them.
You actually run any down?
Oh, yeah.
He gestured at a whiteboard pad hung next to his station. It showed 16 hash marks.
We even keep score.
You're 15 behind Tompkins.
Yeah, he's the best driver we got.
Hey, think maybe we might catch some more?
The general was losing at chess to Doc when Huber disappeared down his spiral metal stairs and cleared his throat. He looked even more funereal than usual, with his pinched face underlit by a single, dim, green-shaded lamp.
Theopolis, would you do me a favor here, please? It is past time that I retired, in any event. I bid you good evening, gentlemen. This better be good, Huberus. Do we have the location?
He and his techs had extracted and decontaminated the hard drives from the computers they'd scavvied out of the Kansas City bunkers. The drives were of a special top-secret design that protected the contents from being flash-erased by thermonuclear warheads' electromagnetic pulses. The intervening decades hadn't done them any good, but Magog, constructed to carry on the war on drugs, had good facilities for recovering data from damaged or even deliberately erased disks.
We do not, General.
I know I have a policy about not shooting the messenger, Hubertus, but I have to admit I'm just a little pissed off here.
I didn't say we had failed. I merely don't know the actual location of the Great Redoubt.
And that differs from failure how?
Our analysis indicates that the information you desire is to be obtained at the Denver Federal Center.
Oh. This is like one of those damned rusty puzzle dolls. You just keep opening them and finding yet another one inside. I'm not getting any younger here. I'm getting nuke-blasted tired of tracing leads.
In Denver, we will discover the final piece of the puzzle. Our analysis is conclusive. And the prisoners, sir?
Just keep the hammer lifted there, Hubertus. If they don't spill by Denver and it doesn't pan out, I'll let you take them apart. If I don't decide to crucify you on the cow catcher and give your job to the simp who cleans the heads.
I am ever at your excellency's disposal.
Christy woke to find Paul straddling her with his hands clutching for her throat. She pushed up with her own hands, pushing his arms up away from her windpipe. He straightened in surprise. She threw her legs up, locked her ankles around his neck, and heaved him off to her left. She was on her bare feet with her S&W blaster out before he finished bouncing off the wall and landing on the dust-drifted floor. Then she was sitting astride him, holding his shoulders off the floor by the front of his coat with her left hand, pressing the snub barrel of her .38 beneath his ear into the juncture of neck and jaw with the other. They were in an abandoned farmhouse not a quarter mile from the track that they had fortuitously spotted when fatigue and maybe emotional overload had forced them to lay up for the night. Paul had offered to stand the first two-hour lookout and let her sleep. As utterly drained as she had ever been in her life, she had gratefully agreed and been dead to the world before she had lain all the way down. It was the same way it had worked since that very first night. Each had trusted the other enough to sleep in his or her presence, and Paul had never given Christy reason to doubt, until he tried to strangle her.
Why?
Just kill me. Just go ahead and ice me down. I don't deserve to live.
Of all the things he could conceivably have said, that was about the one thing that would have calmed her down. She let loose her pressure on the long, heavy trigger, but kept the blaster where it was.
Why did you do it, Paul?
He was shaking his head, as much as he could, with the blaster's muzzle stuck up under his ear.
Don't you know? I saw her. I never seen her from so close. Near enough to touch, almost. Only glimpsed her from afar. The most perfect thing that could ever be in my world. I watched her thunder by like a chariot of the gods. And I was filled with love and wonder.
And I'm going to destroy her.
You're gonna destroy her. You have that power, Christy Roth. As big and fearful as the train herself. And the thought of that maddened me. Of you destroying the thing I love.
But you knew all along that was what I meant to do.
But it never really hit me. Not till I saw her. Not till I bathed in the air that flowed off her smooth steel sides. She's what I told you. The greatest train that ever was and ever will be. And I'm a man who lives for trains. And that made me a man of peace. That made me try to kill you. Who never did me any harm. Whose cause is just. Who I promised to help as best I could. I got myself caught in a cleft stick, Missy. You'd be doing yourself the world and me a favor if you went ahead and took up all the slack in that there trigger.
Instead, she let go of his coat and took the gun away from his head.
Gaia, damn it, I can't.
The madness, right?
Shit, Paul, would you please shut up?
But it is, isn't it?
I told myself when I set out that I would stop at nothing to put an end to the men who killed Ryan. That I'd chill anyone who got in my way, sacrifice anybody, no matter how innocent, if it would serve my goal. I'd sacrifice your life if it meant I could take down the general, and yes, his train. I would, Paul, just like I'm prepared to lay down my own. But I can't do you like this. Maybe I haven't totally lost my mind yet, given myself up to that madness you keep blathering on about. And besides, I still need your help.
He lay there, looking at her.
What if I try to kill you again?
Will you, Paul?
He sat up, rubbing the back of his head where he'd banged a hole in the plasterboard with it.
No. I'm a peaceful man. Or maybe just a coward. But one way or another, there's no way I could work myself up to it again. Besides, you got no call to believe this, and I surely don't expect you to. But I couldn't do it. I was all in a fever to put an end to you and save the train, but then when I got ready, when I was reaching out for your neck, I looked down and saw how helpless and pretty and innocent you were. Like a little girl. And I couldn't help remembering how nice you always treated me, how you let me run on and never complained, and how you was always kind and gentle, and how you trusted me. And I knew I could never hurt you, no matter what.
Christy sat down heavily on the wooden bed frame that occupied the center of the room. There was no mattress, only a tangle of really nasty-looking rusted springs that were far more suitable for torture than rest. They had stretched their bedrolls to either side of it.
Kind. Gentle. I'm a real ace-in-the-line heartless avenger, aren't I?
Well, I meant it in a good way. Don't go getting down on yourself now.
Don't worry. I've come this far, with your help. I'll still do what I have to. I guess it's just strike that it hasn't cost me my humanity yet.
So, what now?
Christy stood up, tucked the gun away, and stretched.
Would you mind taking watch again? I really need more sleep.